Put two dozen, you're walking the scene. Finest stars you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing. C-U-Z does everything.
The New Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
Dr. Hewitt speaking.
Doctor, this is Ray Brandon. I'm not sure that the name means anything to you.
Oh, yes. You're Mrs. White's attorney.
That's right. I wonder if you'd have a little time late this afternoon. I'd like to see you.
Well, Mr. Brandon, I don't know if it would be wise on either your part or mine to discuss. I suppose it is Chucky you want to talk to me about.
Now, don't worry, Doctor. I don't want to get you involved in any lawsuit. I know you doctors. You steer very clear of the law.
Well, that's not exactly the point, Mr. Brandon.
Well, I won't take up too much of your time.
Very well. Could you make it around, say, 4:45?
That'll be fine. Thank you very much, Doctor.
Not at all. See you later.
You know, Dr. Hewitt, for my own information, I'd like to know why you consented to see Ray Brandon. You've made the statement several times that you didn't want to be involved in Mr. and Mrs. White's situation. Looking at you now, well, I guess you can't help but remember a little boy. A strange little boy who sat in the same office with you not too many weeks ago. Is that little boy the reason for your having told Ray Brandon you'd see him? We'll learn more about this in a moment.
Look what Does is doing now, offering the sharpest bargain of the year. Steak knives.
Not ordinary steak knives, but quick-cut stainless steel knives with beautiful simulated mother-of-pearl plastic handles.
Four of these knives are actually worth $2, but Does offers four for only 50 cents and one giant economy-sized Does box top. Yes, four steak knives for 50 cents and a giant-sized box top.
Or for only three knives, then 50 cents and one regular-sized Does box top.
Either way, you want Does for white washes without red hands. Yes, if your hands are suffering from one of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, change to Does for white washes without red hands. Does does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
So get Does and send for your steak knives.
Made of quick-cut stainless steel, hollow ground to stay razor sharp, these attractive knives cut steaks, chops, cold meats easily.
They're the same size as regular table knives, with lovely simulated mother-of-pearl plastic handles.
For four knives, send one giant-sized box top and 50 cents.
For three knives, send one regular-sized Does box top and 50 cents.
In coin, please, with name and address to Steak Knives, Guiding Light, Cincinnati 1, Ohio.
That's Steak Knives, Guiding Light, Cincinnati 1, Ohio.
Offer good for limited time only in continental United States and Hawaii. Send today.
Sit down, Mr. Brandon.
Thank you, Doctor.
What can I do for you?
I thought maybe you'd be able to supply the answer to that question. Frankly, I don't know what you can do for me. I understand that you've seen Mrs. White on several occasions.
Yes?
And that you also saw her son, Chucky.
That's right. You, Mr. Brandon, were once the father of that boy, weren't you? His foster father, and your wife, his foster mother.
Do you think that's why I've interested myself in the Maida White problem?
I'd be interested in having you answer that question.
I wouldn't be human, would I, Doctor, if I didn't still remember a very small boy who for too short a time thought of me as his father.
No, you wouldn't. Do you know, Mr. Brandon, when Mrs. White told me you were her attorney, I was, well, frankly, I was surprised.
You're surprised? Why, Doctor?
Well, I'm familiar with all the facts leading to your adoption of Chucky.
Maida told you?
Yes. And what she didn't tell me, I'm very frank to say, Dr. Bowling did. I know that Mrs. White, who was then Miss Bauer, went into court for the custody of her son. Now, as far as I'm able to determine, she's again seeking sole custody of the boy. And you, of all people, I take it, are planning to help her.
I suppose that does seem rather odd to you.
Yes, Mr. Brandon, it does. I followed that custody suit very closely, and the aftermath of it. I know what must have happened in your home when a child whom you'd come to feel was your own was gone.
Charlotte and I went through a living hell. Well, that's over and past. I think I'd like to tell you that we want to adopt another baby.
Good. That's a fine sign of a healthy situation. There can't be any doubt in anyone's mind that your wife, who had become a sleeping pill addict, has fully recovered from that habit.
There shouldn't be any doubt in anyone's mind.
Do you think you'll have any difficulty in adopting another child?
Because of our record, you mean?
Yes. After all, you and your wife did return a 2-year-old boy to his real mother. And the event that followed will, I imagine, be quite a deciding factor.
I think I'll be able to handle the matter.
Well, I wish you all the luck in the world.
Thanks. You know, Dr. Hewitt, you're quite a human guy.
I hope I am. But then if dealing with children doesn't make you human, I don't think there's any hope for you, do you?
And I don't think having this son has made Ted White any more human than he's ever been.
What do you think of him, Brandon?
I've known him over a period of years. He's ruthless, completely egotistical, utterly selfish. I'd like to be able to say that Chucky is what he is today because of his father's influence. How did Mr. White strike you, Dr. Hewitt?
He's a man who's used to having his own way. Not only used to it, but usually sees to it that he gets it. In a way, the boy is very much like his father.
Well, that's something I haven't been able to make up my mind about as yet. You see, Daddy, I can't quite reconcile the Chucky of today with that little guy we had. Affectionate, sweet, lovable, and a very happy little guy he was. I'm not in a position to say that had he remained with my wife and me, he'd be any different today than he is.
But deep down somewhere, Brandon, that's what you think, isn't it?
In a way, I suppose I do. And if I do, I have to conclude logically that had he remained with his mother, his mate had never married Ted, Chucky would be a great deal different from what he is today.
I'm not so sure I agree with you.
Mater told me you agreed with her that the child was a frightened child.
You misunderstood me. He is a frightened child in many respects. He has great conflicts. There's no doubt in my mind at all that his father has superimposed a certain pattern upon the child, and he is trying his level best to fit into that pattern. But I'm not so sure, you see, that Chucky White would be any closer to his mother if she had not married.
Let me get this straight. You felt, dear doctor, that Chucky never really felt close to Maida?
Not too close to her, no.
Well, don't you think if she were given the opportunity now to have the boy with her, somewhere along the line there would be a real bond between that boy and his mother?
I think that's possible, yes.
Do you feel, Doctor, that the boy would be better off away from his father?
I wish I could give you a straight answer to that.
Well, I'm not taking a deposition, Dr. Hewitt. Anything you might tell me here in your office, I certainly wouldn't use it in a divorce proceedings in trying to get the sole custody of a son from Maida. If you knew me better, you'd know that I don't like to start anything unless I know it's the right thing. If you were able to convince me that Chucky is better off with both his father and mother than with his mother alone, I'd think a few times before I went ahead with any legal steps.
Then, Mr. Brandon, quite frankly, your sole interest is the boy.
I guess it does boil itself down to that.
Why didn't you say so in the first place?
It didn't seem I had to. I guess you knew it when I phoned you this afternoon.
I suspected it, my chance.
Well, then, Doctor, aren't you and I both interested in the same thing? The happiness and the well-being of a little boy?
Naturally.
I'd like to ask you this, Doctor. If you had to decide where the boy had the best chance of growing into a well-adjusted man, what would your answer be? Would you say that he should be with his father or with his mother?
I told Mrs. White that the best solution for the boy would be if she and her husband could find a meeting ground where they could go on together. and Chucky could have both a father and a mother. She didn't think that would be possible. Do you think it is, Brandon?
No, I don't. I honestly don't. And I wouldn't want to see Ted White get the boy. Would you, Doctor?
No, quite frankly, I wouldn't. I'd like to say this, though. That if there are any legal steps taken, and if Mrs. White does obtain custody of the child, she's going to have quite a selling job to do. She's really going to have to sell herself to her son.
You honestly think that?
I know it. You see, Brandon, that little boy remembers another mother.
You don't mean...
Yes, I do. He hasn't forgotten his first mummy. Surely you must have realized that, Brandon.
No, I don't believe I had.
If I were in your shoes, I wouldn't become any more emotionally involved in this situation than you already are. You're not being fair to yourself.
That's beside the point, Doctor. You see, I still have a picture of a little guy in my heart. And I'd do anything to secure his happiness.
Mrs. Murphy is saying it. Mrs. Wagner is saying it. Women everywhere are saying...
For white, white washes without red hands, I'm going back to Dove's.
Yes, for white, white washes without red hands, the swing is back to Dove's. So if you've been trying some of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, only to discover your hands couldn't take it, then change to Dove's. See what it means to get clothes really clean, towels dazzling white, colors sparkling. To get all this, with such wonderful care for your hands.
Dove's can promise this because of the way Dove's is made. Only Dove's, of all leading washday products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap, combined with two proven detergents.
That's why Dove's gets clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Dove's does everything. So for white, white washes without red hands, join the swing to Dove's. Get it today.
Chucky asks his mother a very strange question, one that is almost frightening, in the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by the new Dove.
Put new Dove in your washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
This is George Putnam wishing you good day and good dozing.